This is Busted Pencils, fully leaded education talk. Here are your hosts, Dr. Tim Slecker and Dr. Johnny Lupinacci, educated educators talking education.
Yes, that's what we do here. It's Busted Pencils, fully leaded education talk, educated educators talking education. Friday, free throws, face-offs. Face-offs, free throws, winter. That's what we're talking about. We're out of the fall. And man, Johnny, we have, you know, the voice of face-offs and free throws and everything going on in that realm. Chad Holmes out there taking it in and telling us everything that's happening. So, Chad, you know, fall sports are officially over. And where are we at? What's going on? I mean, we've got basketball, we've got hockey, we've got wrestling, we've got what is it? Just give us the lay of the land.
We got a lot. In fact, I was looking at the calendar and it was exactly 1 month ago today that we started the winter sports season, and it is by far the busiest. And it just feels like every night there's something going on. I think I was looking at my schedule. Just this week was a Monday and Tuesday and then Thursday and Friday and Saturday. And then, I mean, just exceptionally busy. There's something going on almost every night of the week right now.
And Johnny, though, you know, a little, just pitch that out there. Chad, you're also doing some play-by-play. In fact, Johnny, you were listening to him a few weeks ago.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you know, I'm a big hockey fan, and, you know, coaching, so I'm always kind of buckled down with practices and games during the week. But when I can, on the Civic Media Network, I can catch Chad calling the storm, right? This is the Central Wisconsin Storm, the defending state champs of women's hockey, high school hockey there. And, I mean, Chad, I caught the season opener. I'm hoping to catch more on the Civic Media, but yeah, I've become a storm fan, Tim. Not the kind of winter storm that keeps rolling in, not lake effect kind, but the kind of the women's hockey team that hits the ice, defending their state championship title and just crushing it so far this season, right? I think they're second in the rankings right now and just having a great start.
Yeah, exactly. They're 6-1 so far this season. Ranked number two right now in the state, the team that they beat in the state championship game in March, Bay Area. That's the co-op for Green Bay. The Ice Bears, exactly right.
The Ice Bears, yeah.
They're number one right now. Last year, it was a thrilling state championship game, 4-3, went right down to the wire. But just like last year, those two teams appear to be off to really, really good starts. I think for the Storm, it's been, I don't call it surprising, but they lost both their goaltenders from last year and have a couple of freshmen that have stepped in really nicely, lost their leading scorer. They do have a number of their previous like second, third, fourth, and fifth leading scorers back, obviously, to pick up the slack, but it's really clicked in nicely, and it's been so far so good, and looking forward to seeing them again on Saturday.
Nice. Okay, Chad, I got a question that you can help me out with. The women's wrestling, girls wrestling, weight classes, and what are the weight classes? Or I mean, how do we do this? Because, you know, I'm an old wrestler, and man, I spent way too many years hungry, wearing plastic suits, jogging way too much, and then rolling ourselves up in wrestling mats to then roast for a couple hours just to make weight. And I was just thinking about that, you know, with the girls wrestling, how does it happen? Give us a sense.
Well, it's similar to the boys action. In fact, I was looking at Wausau West, one of the schools that I cover on a regular basis with many of the sports, and they do have a girls wrestling team, and they had a meet last weekend over in Eau Claire, and they got the first place in this invitational tournament. There were a number of schools that were involved in that tournament, and I was looking at some of the results, and you got girls that are at the 107 pound weight class, 114, 132, 126. I mean, they're basically the same same way that they do it on the boys' side, and it's you try to have as many of the weight divisions filled as possible. Because I in terms of wrestling, and I have to admit that I have not done a lot of wrestling in my career. One area that I've kind of not been around, but I've heard actually a neighboring radio station here in central Wisconsin do a little bit. Often there will be, you know, some weight classes that schools just don't have anybody. I mean, it makes, that's one of the more difficult aspects. If you're able to have somebody in each of the weight divisions, you have a pretty good opportunity of doing a good job. But I mean, I was looking at the girls for Wausau West, and they fill it pretty well. I mean, and very impressed with the way that the program has grown. And there's a real interest in it here in at our high school here in Wausau.
Well, Johnny, I know it's a hard curve, hard pivot, as you said, from hockey, but I just had that. I was on my mind with wrestling and just thinking about that. And then, I don't know, Chad, too, just that concept that I was saying, you know, in the 80s, the weight loss, and now, you know, just wrestling as a high school sport. Is that still the culture in wrestling now? I'm talking about like I mean, an incredibly a little bit. Chad.
Yes. I kind of missed the question there.
Is there any kind of regulation towards really watching out for high school kids, whether boys and girls wrestling, with that whole concept of, you know, cutting weight? Because it was a sickness that we just did. And I know it could not have been good for us. I mean, my junior year in high school, I was, you know, weighing in at, you know, probably 140, close to 150 pounds naturally. And I was wrestling at the 126 weight class. Horrible.
Yeah, no, I obviously that is not the way to go. You cannot do that. You cannot try to have kids, you know, lose 5 pounds to get to another weight division. That just obviously that is the wrong way to go. And in terms of how, say, the WIAA, the state organization that covers it, I don't know, but I just know the people that I've dealt with and I've seen, they wouldn't do that. And I understand that. I mean, maybe there is somebody out there, but boy, I just don't think you can get away with that anymore. I think there is a different mentality these days in terms of that. And that is just the wrong way to go. And especially with the girls, you cannot get away with that. Not in a million years right now.
Yeah, I think that's a thing of the past, Tim. I think that's one of those moments that you experienced it as a kid. I certainly remember some of my wrestling buddies, you know, on their own, certainly not, you know, encouraged, but doing some pretty weird stuff to not, you know, to make weight.
Yeah. Right?
And I think that's a relic of the past. If it still exists, no bueno. You know, these young athletes are working out, they're eating clean. You know, they're staying as healthy as they can to be at the weight that they weigh in at it. And what we've learned in sports since those times is that that's not only healthier, it's actually more optimal for the sport and for the athlete and the balance of that. So it's a, you know, it's a still a relic of the past. I think you were asking if it's still a problem. Hopefully, you know, not much. I don't see it certainly in high school sports like we did back in the late 80s, early 90s. And, you know, like we don't see athletes going over to the sideline and lighting up a cigarette. We don't see cutting weight. Those have become sort of taboo aspects. And so it's nice to see healthier student athletes. And that's a tribute to all the great people who are part of these programs, right? Like it's learners leading learners, right? So even coaches, they're constantly learning new strategies, new health aspects of it. You know, ways to bring the sport further and forward and not at the expense or cost of the health of the athletes of the program. So big hats off to all those coaches out there who continue to learn and lead great programs. Man, it's winter. Winter sports are awesome, though. I want to check in with Chad. Chad, just off the top of your head, I mean, we started in on hockey a little bit, but also, basketball season, baby. What's happening in hoops?
Yeah, and it's actually very exciting around here in central Wisconsin, because one of the big school conference in our part of the state is the Wisconsin Valley Conference, and I've been following it for decades because I actually went to school around here, so it was around here even before I went into the broadcasting aspect. And in the Wisconsin Valley Conference on the boys' side, I don't think we've had as deep of a pool of quality teams as we start the season off as we do this year. We have basically five teams that I think are all capable of making not only deep runs within the conference and battling for a conference championship, but also having the ability to make a deep run when the postseason gets run. We just had the first night of conference play last Friday. And yeah. I did a game in Stevens Point. Again, Wausau West is one of the teams that we cover. So I went down there to do that game. And Stevens Point, coming into the season, was expected to be, along with Marshfield, the team to beat in the Wisconsin Valley Conference. And Wausau West had not beat them in 13 years. They play home and home every year, twice a year. And they had not won since February of 2011. And they went down to Stevens Point and started the season off with a win. And they were not considered one of the teams that was going to be in this big battle at the top. You had Marshfield, Stevens Point, Wausau East, and DC Everest, which is here in our area. And then West made this big statement last week. And you got five teams, I think, are just going to go at it and knock each other off. And we'll see in the end who ultimately wins this conference, because I mean, literally there are five teams I think that could ultimately win that conference. It makes it very exciting as we start this journey over the next couple of months.
Chad, with that, the excitement that you have, you know, maybe at the games, is, I mean, lots of people attending high school basketball. I mean, what are the crowds like?
It's actually interesting because there was a, you know, I've been doing this in this area for quite a while. There's been a little bit of a dip a few years ago. And, you know, in that time, just before COVID and just after it as well. And in the last couple of years, I've seen it bounce back a little bit. But I think there's a number of reasons why that we've seen, I thought, a little bit of a less of a connection with the folks coming out. And back in the day here in Wausau, we had a newspaper that would cover high school sports on a daily basis. You'd have features on teams and on players. And with the changing media landscape, that kind of went away, that aspect of it. I think the connection kind of went away. But I do think that there, you know, in the post-COVID era, we see schools and we see organizations that are doing a little more streaming of the game. So there's maybe a little bit more of a connection there as well, along with what we do on the radio side. But it's been a pleasant change the last maybe 2-3 years, where I've seen it start to build again, where we're getting better crowds and getting bigger excitement. But because I just thought that the connection's gone away a little bit. There's always this focus on the Packers and the Badgers and the Brewers and all this stuff. And there's wonderful stories and wonderful ways to enjoy sports and at a very, very reasonable price as well. And I just think that in a lot of ways, the media landscape changing took away some of the knowledge that people had about the student athletes and the teams that they see. And I think that was causing a problem. I think it's still causing a problem, to be honest with you. But again, I think that people are looking for ways to go out and be with their friends, be with their neighbors at a reasonable price. And I mean, high school sports is one of the best deals you're going to get.
Oh, I love that, the way you just pointed that out, because, you know, Johnny, I'm thinking about this, right? We talk about these, you know, the essential curriculars that are there, the essential curriculars and the community aspect and how that brings people together. It's, you know, a little bit sad to hear what Chad's talking about, that the media, in fact, you know, without covering this, it's creating this kind of, you know, sense of what's more important. Yeah, you know, big college, big pro, and we're losing that community aspect. If you are in a community and you love your sports, 608-557-8577. That's the Busted Pencils mailbag. You know, actually, yeah, some comments. You know, how are the crowds in your area for high school sports, basketball, wrestling? Because what is it that we can do to bring those people together? And like you say, Chad, the cost – But maybe even more importantly than the cost, it's that connection to your community there and the neighbors and the friendships and, you know, just being there in that space of, you know, cheering for your team, you know, and meeting those people.
Well, last week, it was such an encouraging night. It was a week ago Tuesday. It was a hockey game on a Tuesday night in December, early in the season. Stevens Point came to Wausau West, and it was packed. Stevens Point is the number one ranked team in the state in hockey, and Wausau West is always a team that's right there. It's the big rivalry in the Wisconsin Valley Conference in hockey. These have been the two best programs for a long time. But again, I'd heard, hey, that's going to be a big crowd. It'll be a big crowd. It was a massive crowd. I mean, every seat was filled. There's area around the rink where you stand, and it was three deep. I mean, it was just a packed house. It was a great game. It was a 4-3 game. I think I mentioned to you guys the last time I was on this tradition that Stevens Point has of sneaking in like a octopus or some sort of seafood, frozen seafood that they've done for the last number of years. And I'd known that the athletic director and the folks at the gate were going to try to stop them this time around, because every time Stevens Point would come to Wausau the last 4 or 5 years, they would toss, the first time they would score, Stevens Point would score, and they would toss the frozen octopus or, I don't know, some kind of seafood onto the ice. It would, you know, it'd be frozen. It would go into 1,000 pieces. So they'd have to bring out the sweeper, and there'd be a delay in the game. So they get the first, West scores first, and then Stevens Point gets their equalizer, and there it is again. And these, I don't know how these kids do it, but they keep sneaking it in, even when the people are looking for it, and it happened again. But the whole atmosphere was fantastic. It really was a big game atmosphere, and it's heartwarming when you do see that, where you have that, where, hey, this is the place to be on a Tuesday night, and that was the feeling last week.
Fascinating. What a hockey tradition. Not to encourage it, but a nod to hockey fans everywhere. That's a thing that they do,
I will,
right?
Tip my so, cap, though, that they're able to do it. That they're able to.
Yeah, they say it.
I mean, it's like, I don't know how they do it, but they keep doing it.
And if it's an octopus for our hockey fans out there, it's a nod to the Detroit Red Wings tradition and the history of that. And it's sort of become a thing. Well, you know, Stevens Point, man, they're a wagon of a team, so they're off to another great start. It's so good. Chad, where can we listen on the Civic Media some more hockey? Give us a promo from what's coming up.
Well, I mean, I'm with you because my game was postponed this evening, but but if you download the Civic Media app, the fourth station down is 98.9 WXCO. That's where you get a Wausau West hockey and Central Wisconsin Storm hockey. And I'll have the Storm girls on Saturday against Eau Claire area. And then next week is one of the great tournaments every year. During the week between Christmas and New Year's, eight of the best teams always get together over in Green Bay, and they call it the Showdown in Titletown. And Wausau West is going to be part of it next Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, because New Year's and Christmas are on Wednesday this year.
Yeah.
So they're playing it Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. So Wausau West will be playing Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And I'm going to go over there. So next week between Christmas and New Year's, we'll be having a lot of hockey. But Saturday, the Storm against Eau Claire area at 5:20 on the air at 5:20 Central Time. And again, on the Civic Media app, 98.9 WXCO. And then you can also go to WXCO.FM, and there's a schedule of all of our sports broadcasts right on the front page, so you can check that out as well. And if you want to catch some great hockey from the Showdown in Titletown next Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, gonna be lots of hockey.
And Chad, I love what you brought up in this episodes of free throws and face-offs. And you know, we talk about it being more than just extracurriculars. It's part of, you know, the essential curriculum. But you mentioned too, it's affordable. And you know, as we get into things like NIL and college sports, especially football and basketball being all over the place in influx, this is truly amateur competitive sports. It's like really fun to see families and community and schools get together and compete. And hey, it's wintertime, so let's get into those rinks. Let's get into those gyms. Let's go to wrestling matches. Let's cheer for our local high schools, because this is really a lot for all these programs, and it's a huge sense of community. The stalwart of American democracy. We're lucky to have you here with us, Chad. We appreciate checking in and having this Friday segment with you. Hey, folks, listen to the shows, man. You got the Storm. That's my team. They're going to make a run again. So we're going to hear them on Saturday. And then maybe some folks will head up to Green Bay for the tournament. We'll be checking back in with Chad for some results on that. Whew, Tim, though.
Man, you know what they say? It's time for a moment of Zen. It is the citizenry rather than the government that is the ultimate source of power and the locomotive that pulls the train of government in the direction of equality and justice.
Hey, thanks for listening to Busted Pencils Fully Leaded Education Talk. Don't forget to tune in tomorrow at 3 p.m. for the Saturday episode with Brian Gonzalez. That's right. You're going to love that stuff. Listen then right after that to Chad Holmes. Call that Storm game, everybody. And don't forget, don't be late on Monday for your special class in session. Folks, have a happy holiday. Whatever it is you celebrate, we appreciate you. And keep busting pencils.